You're listening to 89.7, The Last Station, and I'm your host, Marina. The end of the world has never sounded so good. On today's broadcast, we're... Hold on. Might as well start with the forecast before we get into the sick beats then, am I right?
I'm for the weather forecast.
Looks like we're mixing things up with a 4.2 today, down from the 6.5 yesterday, up from the weekly average of a 3.4. Earthquakes are increasing in frequency and strength. Wonder how long we have until... If you're following along at home with our earthquake drinking game, that's four shots of your finest concoction, or whatever bathroom hooch you managed to cook up out of expired sriracha and toilet cleaner. I see all you homebrewers out there. Metaphorically. Because, to you, I'm a disembodied radio voice. Oh, you know the movie Armageddon? I'm basically Billy Bob Thornton. Who knew that movie would be relevant? Oh, don't worry. It's okay. You can drink before 5 p.m. I certainly do. But I'm running out of things to eat. So I have an excuse there, because there are calories in alcohol, listeners. How many calories do you think are in a shot of prestige? Not nearly enough. Anyways, back to our main music programming. As you all know, yesterday's earthquake caused our archive room here in the station to cave in. Meaning, I only have access to what I've saved on my computer, which is not quite enough to fill the airwaves. Might need to improvise. Because if the airwaves are empty, listeners, who knows what nightmares will come through and fill that space. So I thought I'd mix it up today. Listeners, change up the scheduled programming a tad. I fired up the old cellular device, where I've saved some recordings from the before times, and... there's someone I want you to meet. Here's our interview. Hello and welcome to the best broadcast monthly in the basement of Amoeba Records. I'm your host, and this is my guest.
Yep. This is the 101st interview we've done.
My very, very favorite subject to interview is in the studio today. Alice.
Thanks.
Welcome. Welcome to this report. We are so happy to have you.
Alice, happy to be here.
Come on. You got to learn to play along. Alice, you got to learn to do this because you're going to be doing this like 100,000 times a day in a few months. When you're famous,
mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be a famous radio host, and you're going to be famous selling your platinum records, and so we're going to have to do this, and you
of
know.
Of course.
So this is, yeah, obviously. So, yeah, you're going to be doing this a billion times, so you better do it now to practice, because eventually you're going to get sick of it. So, you know, you got to practice not looking like you're sick of it.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of already sick of it, but, you
so
know.
This single follows up your unforgettable VMAs performance and your platinum record. I mean... what else could we possibly receive from you? Alice, what do we have the pleasure of hearing in the studio today?
It's a new song that I wrote in my glamorous studio apartment in Hollywood.
So humble.
It's a lullaby of sorts written for a muse of mine, actually.
A muse? Well, intriguing.
Is it? Don't be weird. Stop being weird.
This is something they would ask about, these hosts. You know, they ask about your personal life, so I should, but that's fine. I mean, why don't you play the song?
No, that wasn't part of our agreement. No, what if you hate it?
Not gonna hate it.
What? How do you know?
I just know. I know.
Listen, I gotta get back to work.
Oh, yeah. I'm so sorry. These boxes just, they don't stack themselves. And if they're not
they're
stacked on top of
Marina.
Each other, yeah, I know. Somebody's just going to walk down here, see them unstacked, and die. Alice, please, 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 could you play the song? I really want to hear it. And also, you know, management's going to come back and then we're going to have a boring rest of the day. So can you please just play the song so that we can have like a nice time for 3 minutes? All right, just please play it. Please. Please.
Okay. Okay. Only because you asked nicely.
Summer inside, and I'm looking into your eyes, and I feel home. Screw social graces, it's about the faces that remind us that we're not alone. It's 100 degrees, but I'm feeling your breeze, and the heat isn't so hard to bear. I can hold on with you through the rain and the storm. Darling, it's true, with you I feel the warm of a setting sun or a calming sky. You're my morning coffee and my evening lullaby. Even when the world melts, I'm grateful that I once felt. Some sweltering seasons to winter so freezing, you help me through the day. And I wanna say thank you for your crooked smile. Maybe I'll stay here a while. I can hold on with you through the storm and the rain. Darling, it's true, with you I'm not afraid. Through the good times and bad times and the end of time, my morning coffee and my evening lullaby.
You hated it, didn't you?
Worst thing I've ever heard. I'll give you a moment, listeners, to mop up the puddle of tears you're swimming in. Towel off. Should be good. That was Alice Pearson, ladies and gentlemen. Even when the world melts, I'm grateful that I once felt this way. Alice, how did you know the world was going to melt? You have a responsibility to tell the rest of society that this world is about to crumble. That was cruel of you to hold out on us. She was the best and only guest of my radio show before I actually had a radio show. She worked at Amoeba, and the first day I saw her, she was running the turntable station on the pedestal in the middle of the store, like some kind of angel, reigning with taste and assurance. Whenever she put a new album on the turntable, it wasn't just music, it was art. She was giving everyone in the store a precious gift. When she tapped into the energy flowing through the vinyl, she was divine. It's been almost a year, but I've never let that image go, and I'll never let her go. With that, let's continue on to our next track. Oh, got it.
Seis, uno, siete, dos, cuatro.
It was different this time. Listeners, I don't know why I keep getting this interference. I just, Look, all I ever wanted in the whole world was to share with you beautiful things to use these airwaves to make you feel things you've never felt before, to find that perfect combination of chords to scoop out your soul and pull out all the things inside you that you've been too afraid to look at. I know you have them. I certainly have them. And now I'm here. I'm running this radio station, broadcasting what I think you need most at a time like this. This is music that parts the clouds in the sky and shows you why life is worth living. It is worth it, even if it doesn't feel like it sometimes, even if the walls are shaking and the numbers are closing in, stealing the air you breathe. You need this. Listeners, I need this. We all do. But what I want to know more than anything is anybody out there? Is anybody listening? The phone lines are always open, listeners. Would love to hear from you. If you're still alive. This next track is called The Coward's Way Out. It's by Brother Smoke. And I think you'll get lost in the rich storytelling of his Western-inspired tunes. Let's give it a listen.
Was a cold and smoky night when they laid me down, and I went to see the man with thorny crown. Ah, the skies, they were treacherous, but not as much as she, for there was no future if she couldn't have me. I loved her without fault for many a year, but knew not of the devil that I would fear. When I walked out of the door, her heart broke violently, and she swore on my life that she'd take it from me. She shot me in the back, like that coward Robert Ford, and I lay gunned down in the square. The sheriff tracked her down, but by then it was too late, for she'd taken the coward way out. On a clear March morn, I started to pack. Took my gun, a bit of bread, the clothes on my back. I left her our house and the acreage it stood upon. Settled up, I rode into the dawn. At that moment, I created a beast who found me outside a town 100 miles east. She tracked me for a week and camped just out of sight, but came to watch her quarry at night. She shot me in the back, like that coward Robert Ford, and I lay gunned down in the square. The sheriff tracked her down, but by then it was too late. For she'd taken the coward's way out. I awoke with a start, she stood at my feet. And I pleaded through the tears as I took retreat. As the barrel touched my head, a chill went through my spine. And I knew that Colt in her hand was mine. I tried to talk her down, but she wanted blood. And a pine box with my name and 6 feet of mud. The whiskey on her breath was leaping off her lip. But as she stared me down, her will had started to slip. Seeing now my only chance, I ran to my steed and rode for the town with reckless speed. The horse's eyes were crazed and foam flew from its mouth. The bullets gave chase, but with luck I beat them out. The sun was headed west and southward bound when my boots hit the rough, uncivilized ground. There was fear in every window, but none dared heed my call. First the sound, then the pain, then nothing at all. She shot me in the back like that coward Robert Ford, and I lay gunned down in the square. The sheriff tracked her down, but by then it was too late. For she'd taken the coward's way out. For she'd taken the coward's way out.
I actually have a pre-recorded interview with Brother Smoke, so here's what he said about the coward's way out.
You know, it's funny, inspiration for The Coward's Way Out. I mean, countless old songs. You hear a lot of Marty Robbins in there, as well as I've got a kind of a soft spot for flamenco music, although I would not claim for this to be a flamenco song. But also, you know, storytelling in general. I love telling a good story. And you know, whether or not it's true. This one, I can say, is inspired by a true story, something that did happen to me, a bad relationship, and I decided to take it and turn it into a gunfight in Western, because I thought it'd be interesting to kind of reverse the classic murder ballad. You know, it's always in those, it's always the guy shoots the woman he loves because she ran off with another man. You know, it's a classic trope. So I kind of wanted to turn that on its head and used a personal experience of mine to do so. Obviously, the part about me being shot is, well, it's fiction because I'm still standing, but also in a gunfight, you'd have a hard time taking me down.
We're going to mix it up this afternoon with some foundational indie rock. Nobody believes me when I say that I listened to some of these tracks before they were cool, but what if I told you that I met the Arctic Monkeys while I was homeless and on a mandolin slinging road trip? Would you believe me, listeners? Would you believe I was so damn cool? Well, I slung a mandolin, so how could I not be? Listeners, I have never had a caller in the whole time I've been down here. Hold on. This is Marina of the Last Station, 89.7 FM. Caller, you are on the air. Hello? Caller, are you there?
Taught by the heavenly muse to venture down the dark descent and up to reascend.
Is that Paradise Lost?
It is. Who is this? What's your call sign?
Calls? Sign? This is Marina. I run this radio station. We're the Last Station, your one-stop shop for all the indie music you've never heard of but definitely should have. How did you call in?
Call in? I'm broadcasting on a shortwave radio. Don't you have a call sign?
I don't, but I can make one up. Are there others?
What's your call sign? Hello?
What? Please don't go.
My call sign is...
Listeners, the line has gone dead. If you're out there, call back. Please call back. I need to know what it's like out there. How things have changed. What's really happened. But you know what? That can wait. The broadcast, as always, must go on. Even as I have run out of high-quality new music for today. R.I.P. my archives. So instead, let me introduce you to your next, favorite EDM banjo duo. Like the Chainsmokers meets Mumford & Sons, but with way more banjo and auto-tune. This is Indoor Cinema Club!
Whiskey Bravo Niner. This is Whiskey Bravo Niner. Is anybody out there? Whoa, girl. Calm down. We have to stay quiet here in the high desert. Too often we're joined by much unwelcome company. I probably shouldn't be on the airwaves, but I haven't heard from the other shortwave operators in a while. Whiskey Bravo Niner. Any reports on the Marauders' movements? I could see a plume of smoke on the horizon when the sun set about an hour ago. Delilah and I rode as far as we could away from it before we had to make camp for the night. I couldn't smell what they were burning, but I don't imagine Marauders are building bonfires just to roast marshmallows and sing Kumbaya. Though they do celebrate, I wouldn't dare stick around to see what's left. That's an after party I can do without. Foxtrot Uniform Charlie, are you in range? I haven't heard from you in a long while. If you're listening, it's a quiet night. Almost every night. I came across a strange broadcast earlier. This radio station was broadcasting. Music, of all things. I haven't heard music in, God, years, but feels more like decades. Can't remember when. There was this voice, this stunning voice. Almost dropped my radio. It was as if heaven had opened its pearly gates just for a second, and then slammed shut with me on the outside. Music to hear, why hearest thou music sadly? Sweets with sweets war not, joy delights in joy. Sonnet 8, Shakespeare. I'd like to thank Quebec Yankee Zulu for the tips as I plan my next venture. I've marked the coordinates I'm headed to on my list. Tomorrow I'm on to another library to find shelter in while I keep looking for, well, you know. The last library I found was burned to the ground. Why would anyone burn books? What words so offend you that you wish to commit them to ash?
Who's there? I don't want to hurt you, but I will if I have to.
Nothing. Just the wind. I don't fear the desert. I grew up here in the brush and the dust and prickly plants. Some things haven't changed since I worked on the ranch where I used to ride Delilah through those narrow ridges. Everything left out here has to be tough to survive. But when my eyes close at night, it's not the wild I fear. It's the wilderness within the hearts of men. Desperation is an awful drug.
Hey-ho, all you desert rats. It's Fox Uniform Charlie calling in.
Dustin? Dustin, where are you? I've lost your trail. Are you safe?
I can't talk for long. Nobody's safe in this world, but you can bet your ass if I'm not alive, then neither are they.
You still haven't taken your radio?
Over my dead body. Although...
Did they hurt you?
Well, I mean, physically just a crack rib, but that's nothing. The real damage is the emotional scarring from when they forgot to give me a birthday present.
Hence the cracked rib.
I mean, they thought it was funny. You gotta hand it to them. Objectively, that's kind of true. Maybe Stockholm Syndrome is getting to me.
Just hang in there. I'm gonna find you.
That's what I would call a birthday present. You use the gun I gave you?
Not yet.
Hold on. It's been 5 years. They found me. They're gonna find you. I have to go.
Did you see anything new? Any landmarks?
No, it's just the same old sand and asphalt. We're in some sort of warehouse. But I'll call you when I can. Good night, brother.
I'm so tired. So desperately tired of all of this.
Dug down here for a little while, but I can hear some rats in the walls, scuttling creatures. I think I shall try and hunt and kill them for sport, and also for my next meal. Hopefully not my last. Listeners, if you have any recipes for mice meat, please do call in. The phone lines are always open.
There she is. Hold on.
Caller? You're on the air. What's your name? Please tell me you're not actually calling with the rat casserole recipe. That was a joke I was trying to build to a Ratatouille reference.
This is Whiskey Bravo Niner.
What's your name, caller? Soldier.
Not anymore.
Cowboy?
Sort of. I got a gun, I got a horse, but I think to be a cowboy you have to have cows. I'm working on it. I'm just holding.
Just holding, all right? I'm Marina. Now you're on my airwaves. What can I do for you? If you do, in fact, actually exist.
Do you have a map?
Maybe.
I need your help finding someone.
That's not my specialty. Have you tried navigating by the sun and stars? You know, explorer shit. There's no internet, but there's still a sun, right?
The sun's inconsistent and the stars can't be trusted. I need someone who can direct me through the landmarks I know my brother has passed.
The stars can't be trusted?
Well, they're in a different place every time. You don't know that?
I've been trapped in this radio station for the past year. I know plenty of things, but they're mostly album names.
If I help you escape, will you help me find my brother?
Only if you help me first, cowboy. My supplies are running low.
My brother's been captured by the Wasteland Marauders.
Wasteland Marauders? What a great band name. I'm sure your brother can hold out a little longer if you
can help me first.
Marina. Name's Marina. I say it at the beginning of every broadcast.
Okay. Marina. My brother's in immediate danger, so he gets priority. And then I promise I'll come and find you.
How can I trust you?
Do you have anyone else you can trust?
Fair. Do you know where you are? Where he is?
I'm in a desert between two mountain passes.
You'll need to be a little more specific. Sadly, this isn't a visual medium.
I can find landmarks when the sun rises. It's too dark right now. My brother. He's being kept in some sort of compound, I think up north from what he's told me.
Okay. That's something. Let me rummage through the station. I think we have maps somewhere. Or, failing that, one of those kids' drive-through menus with landmarks on them.
The numbers station. It's broadcasting different numbers.
I know. What does that mean?
Want to support your local radio station at the end of the world and help us to continue to broadcast? Go to thelaststationpodcast.com for links that will help you find us on Patreon, check out our store, and track us down on all the social media that survived the apocalypse. Occasionally, we broadcast on secret airwaves, only available to our supporters. Be sure to subscribe and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to these words while you gaze up at the starless void above. The Last Station is created and produced by Amy Sudo and is a Kingdom of Pavement production. This episode, Goodbye World, was written by Amy Sudo. For more of Amy's work, go to amysudo.com. Marina is voiced by Portia Juliet, who is on Instagram at Portia, JAMAS. And Holden is voiced by Sid Phoenix, who can be found on Instagram at Sid_Phoenix. Alice is voiced by Flannery Maney, who can be found at flannerymaney.com or on Instagram at flannerymaney. And Dustin is voiced by Noah Soares Sykes, who is on Instagram as at Noah Sykes. This episode was sound designed and mixed by Jeff Sendejas, who can be found on Instagram as at Mr. Dejas. Original compositions by Steven Tasek, who can be found at steventasek.com. Don't forget there's a P in front of that, but the P is silent. Our musical guest for this episode is Brother Smoke, featuring his song, The Coward's Way Out. You can find more from Brother Smoke on Instagram, at IamBrotherSmoke. The Coward's Way Out was mixed and mastered by Sean McElwaney of Sweet Track Audio. Alice's Evening Lullaby was written by and features the voice of Flannery Maney, with guitar by Javier Busquet, who is on Instagram as at JAVI_BUSQUET. And the song was mixed and produced by Pietro Milanesi, who can be found at pietromilanesi.com. Stay tuned for more music coming soon from Flannery Maney and Brother Smoke. Graphics for The Last Station were designed by Noah Soares Sykes and Sydney Wright, who can be found on Instagram as at sydnimakes. Thanks to China Mila and the AUSA social team for their help with the station's social media and graphics. Special thanks to the Orphanage Collective, Noah Soares Sykes, and the rest of our incredible writing team for lending their thoughts and suggestions for our first broadcast. Also thank you to Lex Schultz, an integral part of the Kingdom of Pavement team, for helping us navigate the end of the world and everything in between. Want to reach out? Our phone lines are always open, but we do prefer email these days. Drop us a note at amy@kingdomofpavement.com with any tips about the Marauders' whereabouts, song requests, or advertising inquiries. Until next time, listeners, keep your radios tuned to The Last Station for sick beats and hope at the end of the world.